Dude, I wish I had some of the free time that some of these millionaire athletes and sports media personalities have. I wish I had the free time to argue with other grown men on Twitter. Even though if I had that kind of free time, I wouldn't spend it on Twitter arguing with other dudes. Why? Because I'm grown. I'm an adult. Arguing on Twitter is something that I expect teenagers to do. When you're a teenager, maybe even in your early 20s, you can get away with that type of childish behavior. But when you're in your 30s, 40s, or in the case of Shannon Sharp, 52 years old, then you're just viewed as an idiot when you argue with people on Twitter. I'm hard on Kevin Durant at times here on the channel. KD is one of my favorite players to watch in the NBA. In my opinion, he was the best player in the league before he tore his Achilles a couple of years ago. And depending on what happens the rest of this season, he may still be the best player in the NBA. The reason I'm hard on Kevin Durant is because he is so sensitive at times. When you're a player of Durant's caliber, you can't allow what fans and the media say get to you. Michael Jordan was criticized at points throughout his career, heavily criticized. Hell, when his father was murdered, some people in the media actually speculated that Michael Jordan's gambling habits had something to do with his father getting killed. Now, did we ever see him lash out publicly about it? No. Same with LeBron James. LeBron takes more criticism than any other player in the NBA. Skip Bayless has become famous criticizing LeBron James. Just think about it. Who was Skip Bayless before LeBron James? No one took him seriously. Do you see LeBron taking to Twitter every time Skip Bayless makes some ridiculous criticism of him? No, he doesn't. He just overlooks it. Both LeBron James and Michael Jordan, they let their games speak for themselves. You can criticize me all you want. Look at these rings on my finger. That's what Kevin Durant should be doing. Dude, you're one of the best players in the history of the NBA. Let your game speak for itself. Who cares what Chester in Sheboygan, Wisconsin thinks about you? So that is one of my main criticisms of Kevin Durant, the sensitivity, being soft, creating a platform for others because he stokes the flame by responding to them on social media. He can't let things go. But today I'm going to defend Kevin Durant. Let me tell you how all this all started. Shannon Sharp is on his disaster of a show Monday morning on Fox Sports 1 with Skip Bayless. And they're talking about Kevin Durant. Shannon Sharp begins to analyze the following quote from Kevin Durant. Quote, "People try to discredit my rings, but honestly, I feel like they're the most valuable of our era. People argue LeBron is the GOAT, but if I beat him in back-to-back finals, then what does that make me?" End quote. Now, Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless were talking about Kevin Durant's new motivation. How he was no longer motivated by winning championships, but his only motivation was to be the best player in the NBA. Shannon Sharp said that it was easy for Kevin Durant to think that way, to say that, because he already has multiple rings. Now, we talked about this same thing on Monday, or maybe Tuesday here on the channel, I can't remember, earlier this week. It was a complete coincidence, but there's a big difference in the quotes from Kevin Durant that I referenced in my video and the quote that Shannon Sharp was using. The quotes I referenced from Kevin Durant came from an interview that he did with Rachel Nichols over at ESPN, a source that can be trusted when it comes to sports. Now, I don't trust ESPN when it comes to politics. That's not their business. They shouldn't be talking about politics anyway. But when it comes to sports, I do trust the information sometimes that I get from ESPN. Shannon Sharp, on the other hand, he references a quote from a Twitter fan account for the Brooklyn Nets. Some random fan, not the official Nets Twitter fan page or Nets Twitter page. Now, the problem was the quote that Shannon Sharp referenced, it wasn't real. Kevin Durant never said any of that. Shannon Sharp promoted this video clip on Twitter. And naturally, Kevin Durant called him out on it being fake. And rightfully so. If I were Kevin Durant, I would be pissed off too if some dude was spreading false information about me on national television and on social media. Shannon Sharp refused to reply to Kevin Durant. So KD calls him out for it. Then all of a sudden, we get a response from Shannon Sharp. He says that he would talk to KD about everything, but not in the eye of social media. He also said that he refused to get into a back and forth with Kevin Durant because he didn't want to lose his job. That he's had disagreements with athletes before, and they handled it like adults and just moved on. Now, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. This is the definition of hypocrisy on the part of Shannon Sharp. Which comes as no surprise. I mean, most wokers, they are well-versed in double standards. What's okay for them to do is not okay for anybody else. So let me get this straight. Shannon Sharp calls out Kevin Durant publicly. Kevin Durant responds publicly, proves that the quote is not real. Then instead of being a man about it and admitting that he didn't do his research, used a false quote, Shannon Sharp proceeds to act like a child. Tries to turn it around and make it look like Kevin Durant is the one being sensitive and acting childish. The thing is, Kevin Durant and Shannon Sharp, in reality, they're the same person. They're the same dude. Go check Shannon Sharp's Twitter account. He is constantly insulting people, bantering back and forth with people who criticize him. And I'm talking about random fans. I'm not talking about athletes and media personalities. Yet he can criticize Kevin Durant for doing the same thing? This is one situation where I will defend Kevin Durant for taking offense to something. Like I said, if someone called me out publicly based off of false information, I would defend myself too. I mean, anybody would. Then Shannon Sharp pulled the ultimate bitch move, and he blocked Kevin Durant on Twitter. Really, dude? This is the equivalent of getting into an argument with somebody and they turn their back on you, they turn around, and you throw a rock at them and hide your hand, pretend somebody else threw it. This is so weak on Shannon Sharp. Basically, Kevin Durant refused to take the conversation into private like Shannon Sharp requested. He gets all pissed off about it and blocks the dude on Twitter. Real man type stuff here. If Shannon Sharp were a real man, he would have just apologized because he was wrong, and everyone would have just moved on. We all know that he used a fake quote anyway. At least most of us would have respected it if he apologized about it, made a mistake. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. But instead, the tiniest little bit of respect that I had left for Shannon Sharp, it's all gone now. I used to really enjoy Undisputed on Fox Sports 1. It wasn't as good as Stephen A. and Skip Bayless were on ESPN together, but Skip and Shannon are much better than Stephen A. and Captain Woke Max Kellerman. I used to watch Undisputed damn near every morning, but I quit watching it last summer. Shannon Sharp went from being someone that I respected to one of the chapter members of Club Woke, and he brought Skip Bayless right along with him on that sinking Titanic. But this beefing on Twitter with Kevin Durant and random people, Shannon Sharp should rise above this. It is absolutely ridiculous. Grown men don't conduct themselves this way. There isn't an adult I know in my life that beefs with people, argues with people on social media. So I just can't wrap my head around why these millionaires do it. How the hell do they have the time? I mean, these guys work hard. I'm not taking that away from them. How do they find the time to constantly be on social media and arguing with people? I'll tell you why. Because they're constantly seeking validation. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. Either that, or they just lead really boring lives. All right, what do you guys think? Is Shannon Sharp wrong in this situation, or is Kevin Durant being overly dramatic? Also, does it make these guys look bad to be arguing and beefing on Twitter? Let me know what you think. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.